What's goody? I don't know what happened.
Yo, what's good? I would like to apologize to everybody. Somehow, you know, connections, you know, technology. But this is the 704 Drip, bringing you that indie news and indie music with my co-host, hailing from, where you from, Pimp?
Originally, I'm from Mount Pleasant, North Carolina.
Okay, okay. So, with that being said, all we trying to do with this show is bring you nothing but dope indie music. And that's any genre of indie music, but we bringing you dope indie music, mainly from North Carolina. Cause you know, we got to bring the home team with us. So I had to holler at my homie Cosmos, who I've been knowing for like a long time. And it was like, yo, let's do this shit. And don't worry, we're going to have conversation. We're going to have news. We're going to bring you all that good stuff. Don't worry about it. But for those who don't know, introduce yourself.
Like Cosmos. I said, my name is Cosmos, a.k.a. DJ Cosmos. Originally, I'm from Mount Pleasant, North Carolina, class of.
Make sure you speak.
Can you hear me now?
Speak a little bit louder.
Let me start all over again. Take two. All right, my name is Cosmos or DJ Cosmos. I'm from Mount Pleasant, class of 2000, but I reside here in Gastonia. In a nutshell, long story short, because I can't get long-winded, the main one of Young B the Real's producers. I produced the track Cigar, which is, I'm going to push the crap out of that because that's like my number one track that me and you have done. And it's, that track is still in rotation. Checked on a chart that I originally submitted it, and we still holding in the top 100 in our state, which is North Carolina, and also in the U.S. So that song has been out for I don't know how many, and it's still doing good. So thank you everybody that has been rocking with that track. But main thing, I hold a station myself here in North Carolina and in Gastonia. And a lot of people don't know that, which you guys need to jump on board because, I mean, it's not just a podcast what comes down to the radio station. It's a FM digital station. The only thing that separates myself from All Heart Radio is I allow the artists to be themselves. I know you got Eminem, but you know, if Eminem was to be on my show, he could be himself. He could be Marshall Mathers or Slim Shady or whoever he's feeling that day. And that's what a lot of artists look for and jump on it. The name of the station is called Gas House Music Radio or WGAZ. So any artists, jump on board, man, or I'm coming after you.
All right, so
you can send your music to WGAZ. And for those who somehow can't understand what I'm saying, I'm going to say this Greek style, Sigma Kappa Delta, represent. Wilma, Gamma, Alpha, Zeta. That's the letters WGAZ Radio at gmail.com. Artists, please, I cannot stress this, especially those who are registered. Make sure you put your information. Tell me who you are, how it needs to be put in and everything, and send an MP3 format. If you don't send an MP3 format, I can't play it because, you know, if you get royalties, boom, I can't go to a link and all that because they can tell and I don't want to get charged with the copyright. So
right. And so how soon should they send that in order to go? And
the cool thing about it
is there a fee?
The fee is small, and let me break down the fee to you, okay? Like I said before, I'm on a digital FM platform, which means I have the same ranks as your local station that you listen to on your FM dial in your car. Digital only means that you won't find me on your FM dial. You find me like a radio.net or listen to my radio or tune in and all that. The fee is only $5, and that's up to 2 tracks. The fee only charges its insurance, okay? And what does the insurance means is that, A, you go, and how hip-hop and music is nowadays, you could be doing something, you could be sampling somebody's track, and you don't know. You know what I'm saying? This covers my ass and covers your ass, just in case, I don't know, DJ Kali wants to be like, yo, man, he didn't sample one of my tracks, or what's the other, Many Friends feeling froggy that day. Yo, he still one of my tracks. And me idolizing and me being a huge fan of Dr. Dre and how some of my beats kind of sound West Coast Dre-ish. Yeah, I got to pay that insurance fee, you know what I'm saying? So that's the only thing. Yeah. So artists.
And that bitch gonna be high.
So artists, what I'm saying is, if you're registered, if you go and have your shit through DistroKid and all that, you come to and I play your track, yes, you will get that percentage. Okay, this is not one of those promotional stations. This is the actual station. I've had, and Young B can vouch for this, I had mainstream artists on this station. International artists on this station. I had an artist before he made it big. I'm the original, and I don't know if I told you this, there's a track that he actually gave me. He doesn't say my name, but if you follow the artist, he actually paid me homage. Meaning, homage means respect in the industry. If you guys don't know that, in one of the tracks, he said, "This cat got me started in the Carolinas when I was a nobody, California." I am the artist that originally spun Young Dolph's track before Power 98 got his hands on it. How I got the track, I met the dude in freaking Ballantyne when I was doing construction. And he was promoting California and everything. The CIAA was here. If you guys don't know what CIAA is, I'm not going to tell y'all. Google that shit.
Yeah, that's for another show. We'll definitely get into CIAA. Yo, CIAA
is
shit. Yeah, I would definitely like to try to broadcast. But
I'm the artist that Young Dolph paid homage to. I originally spun his track here. So, yeah, I don't bullshit on what I do.
That's what's up. And tell them where they can slide over to if they want to hear your station.
This is 24-hour station.
24-hour station, right?
I know how you guys like free stuff. So right now, if you have a Android, Android, Apple, I think Roku just now picked it up. And I know that Google Pixel also picked it up. Download radio.net. Okay? Radio.net. Look up WGAZ. Boom. It's right there. Or if you're at work, you're on your computer and your boss ain't looking, type in the letters WGAZ radio.net. Hit play. Boom. It's right there. And yeah, I'm not just heard in just the U.S. I'm heard global. I have fans and a fan base from here. I think I had one from Thailand. I don't know how in the hell that happened, but it shocked shit out of me. I take it.
It'd be like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, artists, you're not just heard just in the U.S. You're heard everywhere. And I don't think that Siri FM even does that. I know All Heart does it, but I don't think Siri FM does that. And yeah, I've had stations coming and asking me, hey, man, why don't you take your show and put it on a regular FM station? No, I don't, because music is supposed to be universal. Music is food for the soul, man. You guys want to blame Columbine and all that stuff on music? Well, then, okay. Maybe we censored a song wrong, and that kid that you guys blame Columbine on took the song the wrong way. That's because the FCC censored it. Eminem said the FCC won't let me be. Well, the FCC don't fuck with me. Wow, that rhymed. But anyway, but yeah.
Okay. Well, what's going on is we just had a big, big, big loss in African American culture.
Man, I just got
John Witherspoon. I think, Kyle, did you got any more information?
Yeah, what comes down to John Witherspoon, he died at the age of 77. If you guys don't know who John Witherspoon is, not exactly, for the young kids, man, they might know him as Pops or Granddad.
Bang Bang.
Yeah, exactly. If you guys follow me and everything, I have my cover on my Facebook has a picture of John Witherspoon buried, and it has characters behind him grieving. And I had a follower ask me who was the guys in the braids and the small afro or the high and tight. A lot of people associate Pops with Friday. You lose some, win some. That was the whole point. And a lot of people in today's generation associate Pops or Granddad with Robert Freeman on the Boondocks. A lot of people didn't know that, hey, he played Pops on TV as Sean and Marlon Wayans' dad on the Wayne Brothers. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't know that he was in the Five Heartbeats. Yeah, a lot of people don't know he was in Boomerang.
Which is bananas.
Yeah, but the... Don't get me started.
Earth the Kid, bro.
Don't get me started. But yeah, it's crazy that, you know, we associate John Witherspoon with Pops. That's a big role to carry. You know what I'm saying? He was everybody's Pops. You know, even growing up, if you didn't have that father figure, you go watch Friday, or you go and watch the Wayne Brothers, or you go and watch Boondocks, boom, there's Pops. You can relate to him. He's one of those Pops that, you know, he'll whip your butt. Then if you do something good, he'll take you to the ABC store. You know what I mean?
Wow. That must have been ABC store. But, I mean, that is fact. John Witherspoon definitely, you know, was that representation for a lot of people. I know sometimes, you know, I would watch his movies And you know, it would be funny as hell, bro. Like, dude is a trip, but he is a man. Like, if you see some of his interviews or whatnot, you know, go check those out. But you know, he actually spills a lot of real life lessons, and he came up, you know, during a different time. You know, there was a lot going on. President, you know, which is crazy with the president we got now, which I'm not gonna talk about.
I love it.
I hate politics, but god damn, it's just like, yo, he came up through that, you know, Richard Pryor and all that, you know, in the background of him trying to make his name. You know, it was just, it's just crazy, man, to think, you know, he's gone. And in actuality, when I saw that he was dead, for some reason, bro.
Wow, dude.
Like,
and see,
that's bananas.
And see, yeah, and what's crazy, and what's crazy about the whole thing is that he wasn't sick. He was well. He was get ready to do coming. He was get ready to come into America too. He was about to come to. He was get. He was scheduled to be in Charlotte, actually, this coming Sunday. He was going to do a thing at the Comedy Zone. He had another season of Boondocks. The dude was at his prom, you know. I guess, I don't know. Home dude was 77, so I guess he had his second breath, a third breath. I don't know how it is because I'm acting. You know what I mean? But it's crazy. It's one that, wow.
Yeah, that's bananas. But yeah, I can't believe he's gone. I mean, that's just how it is, but that's a big loss for, you know, black culture, a lot of kids, you know, use him as a pedestal or, you know, a muse to, you know, take in a lot of his character. And like with him being gone, it's like, see, that's just along the lines of Bernie Mac, and you know, big people as far as black community or black culture in the time of a lot of kids like us growing up. And it's like a lot of kids are not gonna see that. They're not gonna get to really witness that. Now they can always watch reruns, but it's a different thing to watch.
And see, people and I'm glad that I can talk to you and elaborate. And if I may. I was following the story on.
I'm pouring coffee if anybody heard
that. You totally broke my train of thought. Give me a minute. You could.
My bad. I just had to say that. It sounded weird to me after a second. It was like, let me address that real quick if somebody hears that later. Like,
I was coffee. Following the. I was following the whole John Witherspoon story and death on Twitter. And an actor, I'm not going to mutter the actor's name, had said that we lost the father of black culture. Black culture, black men are doomed. And, you know, and I'm not trying to be racist. I'm not trying to put a Uncle Tom or racist taste in people's mouths, but just meditate on that for a minute, okay? Now, you got myself being an artist, a hip-hop an artist, period. I don't put myself in a genre. You consider yourself an artist and everything, or an entertainer. And if you think about it, what comes down to you know, positive fathers on TV, you don't really see a lot like you did back in the day. The only one I can think of right now is probably Anthony Anderson when it comes down to Black-ish. I think that's the only positive father we have on TV as far as black culture. Hell, we lost another one that he tried to keep the black culture alive, but hell, he's in jail. And we all know who that is. That Bill Cosby. So, and yeah, And John Witherspoon, and the cool thing about his character playing Pops, no matter how old you are, he would beat that ass. He put in a heartbeat. And
what? Pull that bit off, please.
And even in the cartoon form when he played Granddad, he still, I'm going to beat that ass. And you don't,
I mean, he played that leader.
And you don't see that now in black culture. It's like, you don't. There's no more Carl Winslows. There's no more Uncle Phil's. There's no more, I can't think of it, dude. James, from Good Times. It's no more George Jefferson.
What was buddy name from, I want to say it was like,
You talking about 101 with Flex Alexander?
What was the name of that show? Nah.
My bad.
Anyway, no.
Wow.
Like during the time of Sister, he had the family.
You talking about with Meteor Man. You talking about
Mercury Man or something like that? Yeah.
You talking about Robert Townsend?
Meteor Man, that's that dumb shit.
Yo, speaking of Robert Townsend, I didn't know the home dude was behind American Soul. That's on BET. That's crazy. I did not know that.
Yeah. There's no more of I can't think of his name. Real old school comedian.
Oh,
he did that voice for Baby Kids.
Yeah, you talking about Robin something. Yeah, it's no more, man.
Yeah.
It's like, no more Fred Sanford.
There's no more men like that. You know what I mean? Like, and I was just getting ready to say that. So, with John Witherspoon being gone, it's just who's going to fill that hole right now? I would like to see Will Smith go up, really progress, but he's doing this thing, still revitalizing his image and what he's putting out there as far as good energy and movies and letting his son do his thing. Shout out to Jay Smith, man. Yo, I fucks with his music. Young boy got some dope shit.
I mean,
that's pretty much it. So with him being gone, it's like,
and
he's gonna feel that spot right now.
And to tell you the truth,
there are a lot of black men gone.
I don't know.
Leaders.
Hopefully with Tyler Perry, with this whole, I guess revamp or his success with Taylor Studios or whatever, I guess we're probably gonna see something come out of there. I don't know. Or hold on. Now we do have one father that he needs to step his game up and go ahead and do something else family wise. That's Eddie Murphy. Now some of his family stuff, and Eddie Murphy, by some chance, you hear this. Yeah. Eddie Murphy, somehow you hear this right here.
Hilarious.
You're good, dog. Unless it's something I don't know, you save Saturday Night Live. Go up, ask Lauren Michaels, hey man, help me out. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, YouTube.
And you save. I'm sorry, I can go off on some SNL. All
right, so.
Hey,
look, I definitely understand it's not a problem, bro. It's the gym.
Yeah, and
don't
hey.
Worry about it, bro. Let that shit flow. You know what I mean?
All right.
And if you don't know, hold on one sec. I got to talk to the fans real quick. If you don't know, we smoke over here. Or at least I do. I smoke weed. And it helps. You know what I mean? It helps me articulate a lot of things. It helps me pronounce a lot of things. Hell, it helps me pretty much focus my mind, bro. Like, I even use it for my music. If you don't know, Rich the King is an artist, a.k.a. Young B the Real. You know what I mean? or if you're on my Instagram, YSF Be The Real. You know, we got a lot of things we trying to do on this end of North Carolina, but you know, like marijuana is very great.
If I may, when it comes down to the marijuana and everything, or THC or CBD or whatnot, we all know your opinion, but I don't know if you know that they're about to make CBD, which does not get you high whatsoever. They're about to ban it in North Carolina. Exactly.
They're about to what?
It doesn't. And
that shit don't even get you
now.
High.
Now,
and they're gonna take that
I'm
away.
A huge advocate.
See, this is why.
I'm a huge advocate of THC, CBD. When it comes down to pharmaceuticals and stuff, I don't know. Pharmaceuticals, man-made, no. No. Earthly stuff, yes. It has been proven that this stuff helps us out, but I think the only reason why they're not going to make it legal here in North Carolina is because of pharmaceuticals. I mean, hell, Oxycontin just got sued.
Yeah.
So, heck yeah. And they knew about it.
Shit.
Aspirin got a big lawsuit. They knew about it. Baby powder. Johnson & Johnson. You know. If you or someone you know has used Johnson & Johnson, it may have small forms of asbestos. Yeah, I mean, the government knew.
Ain't that a bitch?
No, Johnson and Johnson had no more tears.
Yeah,
so think about it.
Oh, that's what helped.
You're good.
No more tears. But, I apologize. Excuse me, world. I apologize, Johnson and Johnson.
Ladies and gentlemen, think about it. Johnson and Johnson, which is a huge freaking industry, everybody getting cancer. Johnson & Johnson's been around for years, and also aspirin. Think about it. Our governor's messing with us.
Yeah.
Yep, I took the red pill this morning, so I'm feeling kind of good.
Over here waking and baking. You know what I mean? It is what it is. But don't know, you know, when you hear this later, this podcast has been a Friday morning podcast. You know, this is kind of what we do.
Shit, I'm putting hot sauce in my burrito right now.
Really be going in.
Yep. Yes.
Happy November 1st, everybody.
Also, I know what you're going to say.
Also, I want to go ahead and plug this in. Me and my Have No Record. We dropping a single. Get ready for that on Spotify. Title, you know, for my title listeners, go ahead and hit that play real fast. I'm making a lot of money over there. So y'all go ahead and check out my newest single, Great Drop, November the 18th. Big shout out to my pops, who is gone and never forgotten. That's his birthday. Definitely put this in me with this Bellboy shit. So I hope y'all like that track. You know what I mean? Shout out to my team, Hebba Records Music, Hebba Records, my new face. You know, I'm getting behind. Hopefully we get that camera popping soon. That's that YSF/Wop Cook Production. Shout out to DJ Wop Cook, man. Got some shit in the mix with that motivation mixtape we putting in. But go get that Bellboy. November the 18th, man. Show support. Appreciate that shit. But while we keeping it moving toward music right this second, yo, who you banging right now?
As far as indie artists, I did a show. I recorded my podcast, Life of a Preacher's Kid. Check it out on Anchor, or all podcasts are heard. Anyway, Atticus Lane. He's actually from Charlotte. That kid got some bars, man. He's Atticus Lane.
He said his name what now?
A TTICUS Lane, like Lane Street in Kannapolis. LANE. As a matter of fact, he had a show last night. And I had the guest that I had on my show was telling me about it and everything, and I like his bars. It's a new, he is considered in our generation, we would call Atticus Lane a boxcar artist. A boxcar artist is where an artist takes two different genres and conjoins them together. And our generation, we would consider Limp Bizkit, Cypress Hill, Run DMC, Beastie Boys being boxcar artists because they got two different styles and conjoined and made a different style. So.
Bit. That's what's up. For those who don't know, boxcar, two different genres, putting them together to make something new. Is that kind of what you would say about Lil Nas X right now?
Yeah, I don't know why he said Lil Nas X, but yeah, he's taking country music and to join them together with hip hop.
Why would I not say
no? No, no, no. You're
not liking him right
no,
now.
It's, wrong? No. Everybody loves Lil Nas X, and for those of you that don't know, homeboy's in the Guinness Book of World Records. Having the most remixes to a track. So, yeah. Huge shout out to Lil Nas X. I don't know how you did it, but you did it, homie. Congrats.
Yeah, that's what's up. All right, so with that being said, man, you banging Atticus.
Wait a minute. I lied, and before Takei 6ix9ine comes and snitches me out, that's what I'm listening to right now. I'm playing. It was a joke. Lame joke. But Atticus Lane, yeah. Atticus Lane, yo. That's what I'm banging to right now.
Yeah. All right. Bet. All right. So, with that being
said, he's on all. Right? As a matter of fact, he's like us, man. He's doing everything himself. So he's on all platforms.
That's what's up, man. I respect all that. Also, podcast listeners, don't forget you can always send donations to help us keep recording these podcasts. As far as, you know, getting down with the indie music, we're definitely working on us applying that and incorporating that better into the podcast. What you'll hear is maybe some of that, you know what I mean, right this second, but we're getting a better game plan together as far as how we are going to deliver that to you, you know, in the midst of us doing our podcast. But for right now, you know, 704 Drip and, you know, news, indie music, you know, we trying to do a lot of different things right here in North Carolina. And this is another way of trying to facilitate that and get indie artists out there. You know, we're not just doing radio. We're not just doing, you know, our own music. We're actually trying to genuinely build a platform for local artists, because my stance personally, even though I represent North Carolina, I'm not from here, but my parents are, you know, my dad was, and, you know, I love North Carolina. So with that being said, what I have seen is a lot of artists, unless they're in Charlotte, are not getting proper attention. I'm not going to say they're not getting any, because I just heard that Slick the Kid is really getting out there, and I think he's in Mooresville.
Yes.
So shout out to Slick the Kid. So with that being said, I still feel, even with him as, you know, the exception right now, that it's like, you know, the talent in the 704 isn't limited to Charlotte. That's my thought process. You know, we got Salisbury, Albemarle, Spencer, Harrisburg, Mooresville, we have Faith, you know, Kannapolis, Concord. we have a lot of places around here who have artists who need a genuine stage or platform to really broadcast themselves. And that's what we're trying to bring. You know, he's in Stanley right now. I'm in Kannapolis, but, you know, we're working on bridging that gap as well, because there are artists out there in Stanley and Gastonia not getting the right light. So, you know, fuck with us. Artists, like I said, send your music over to be on this podcast right here. Send it over to ysf.betoreal@gmail.com with the subject tagged 704 drip. Or I'm just going to be like, okay, I can pick to send the music for me to critique. And I might listen to it, I might not. I'm an artist as well. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But you have
some going back there. To what you were saying about artists and bridging the gap and everything, I really, really think that we do have artists in the area that is worried about egos, and also artists that's worried about, you know, people are going to be here to screw me over and everything. Look, you need to. And being an artist myself, and us being artists that, you know, we're not just artists that started overnight. We been in this for a minute. And me being as I am, and me being in bands, me producing and everything, North Carolina in this area, Charlotte, Concord, Stanley and everything, we have to work harder. Because if we are not a good cover band, you probably won't get heard. I can tell you that I've been to many venues. I've done many venues that I could be doing original stuff, and my stuff would be hot. Now, at the time, we didn't have internet, wasn't that big, but the little buzz that I had, my stuff was hot. But I got a bigger buzz when I played a familiar track or a familiar song. So, you know what I'm saying? And now with the technology that we have, drop your ego, check us out. I'm in Stanley. I know for a fact there's artists here in Gastonia and in Stanley and Dallas, Krause or whatever, Spencer Mountain. I know, because I'm on Reverb Nation as well. There's a studio here. I'm a label, 58 Special Productions. I'm a label. I have distribution rights. I mean, if you don't even want the money and whatnot, just to get your music out there, we can help you get your music copywritten. And that's another thing. Own your own shit. Own your own music. Own it. For the people in the back.
Say it again.
Get your stuff copywritten and own it. Do not give it to a third party, to high media people, okay? Own your own.
That nigga name dropped Too High Media, man. Look, let's go ahead and get that out of the way. Fuck it. We got our own shit. Do not fuck with Too High Media. Now, them as in how they are now, they seem more legit, whatever, but
yeah,
the motherfucker behind that shit, at least one of them.
Alright, now before now, you know what I mean? Now, like, before,
man, that was the first deal that came our way.
And now,
yo, they fucked us up. Like, it was a hard rap. That's crazy. Them niggas just got all that money and did.
Now, shit. I have it myself. Shit. Now, before people get twisted and we get a freaking lawsuit for defamation of character, let's tell the fans what happened. Too High Media was a label, you would say, that we had submitted tracks to and to get our tracks out there on platforms like iTunes, Google Play, and all that. Originally, Cigar was released through Too High Media. Okay? Cigar blew up. we never seen the royalties for that. Even though it's not much, still pay your artists. You know what I'm saying? If you like that. Excuse me. We are just now getting the rights back to our music that we released through Too High Media. It was kind of like get rich off your artist type deals. But I got one good thing out of Too High Media. But other than that, as far as music, it paid me my royalties and everything, give me my money. No. People in the industry get hurt over that. People in mainstream industries will get hurt over that. Okay? Lil Wayne and Manny Fresh and Juvenile, the Hot Boys, got in a lot of beef for over not paying royalties and when I get not getting paid. So that's why I stress artists in today's times, own your shit.
Yeah. So fuck Too High Media. I don't give a fuck how nobody feel about that shit.
Yeah.
Fuck y'all niggas.
Fuck you, Too High. Anyway,
doing my own thing. Hellbell Records. We pushing YSL 58 Special Productions, Walk Cook Productions. Bro, we got a lot of shit coming out of North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have this platform. So indie music, once again, indie artists, once again, send your track over in MP3 form. The hottest joint you got right now. And I'm doing it free for like the first few months. So you better get in where you fit in. Send it over to ysf.betheReal@gmail.com with the subject 704 drip. Or I'm not going to know what it is and I might get to it. Might not. We'll see. You know what I mean? I'm an artist and an entrepreneur. So I ain't got time to play.
And we all
got
to eat.
Telling you what time it is. I speak English for a reason. You know what I mean? Let's get this money. But I'm still letting it be known that we do accept donations to keep this podcast going because this takes time, effort. You know what I mean? Like, we both still work as well as do our music, you know, until we get to a different level with that. So all this money helps the music get better. And, you know, the things we're able to
Young B, become bigger. Let me ask you a question, man.
Go ahead.
Now, yesterday was also Throwback Thursdays. You know what I'm saying? I had a fan ask us, how do we feel knowing all the little buzz we got off the track Cam Newton and knowing what he's going through right now. And if you guys don't know, we have a track out there that me looking at it now, I'm very, very disappointed in that track. But it was a different time, many, many moons ago. We didn't know what we was doing. The name of the track is called Cam Newton. And we released the track when Cam Newton got the number one draft pick in North Carolina. So that's how long and that's how old this track is. And I had a fan that's been rocking with us for a minute, I guess. I didn't even know the fan was out there because, you know, I have fans. I don't look at names, you know. I'm thankful that I have that fan and that fan paid that close attention that, hey, how do you feel about Cam Newton after making this track? I don't know. I'm disappointed about the track.
Disappointed about the track, first of all. I shouldn't have did that. You know, the person on that track, that's
exactly.
For a different podcast. And as far as what's going on with the real Cam Newton, man, you know, I don't know. I guess ego kills, man. Like I keep saying with music, like it's one of the struggles I've had to endure while coming up and trying to build what I'm doing. Even talking right now in this podcast, it has been a struggle to get to this point. Number one, waiting on the technology to catch up to where my ideas were. But two, It's also the fact that these other artists have such big egos, it's hard to get in. Like, they don't want to tell you what direction to go in unless it's with them. They don't want to put you on nothing unless they benefiting. And they really don't like you if you don't sound like, you know, they homie who does music or did music. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's always been that barrier. And it's like, because people got egos. You know, there are a couple artists right here in Kannapolis, not even going to say no names, that have a nice standing in the area, at least, if nothing else. And should be probably, you know, broadening their horizons a little bit. But to me, or because I really don't care and not really following them, but I don't see them growing but so big just because they don't want to give other people a shot or effort unless, you know.
Can you say that one more time? Can you say that one more time about Kannapolis and the artists? Because it sound like, you said that you lost your dad's Denali. It sound like you said you lost your dad's Denali or something about a Denali.
No, I definitely did not.
But don't try me, man. Don't try me, dude. Seriously, don't try me.
I like that. Anyway. So with that being said, you know, it's like it's hard. It was hard because of people's egos, and that's the problem with Cam Newton right now. That ego, you know, an asshole and all this, and he should be thankful considering a lot of the stuff he did, you know, during his time of football playing and taking money in the back end and this and that. He got through that by the grace of God and then still got in and was a jackass. They say he is one of the rudest motherfuckers you could ever try to conversate with. Thankfully, I haven't had to do that because I don't deal with disrespect. I don't give a fuck who you is or what your fucking title is. Don't you play with me. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, somebody like him going through all that and still getting to that point, but having that mentality of I'm still better than you. I'm the black Superman or some shit. Like, bruh, thankfully also that since my dad has been dead, I haven't even been watching football. So I'm just going through all this by hearsay. But Cam, that ego, bro, like it kills. Ego kills. Look at that shit. That motherfucker was coming in as one of the biggest things since. And all honesty, the only thing I can compare him to from past, you know, football viewing
experience
is Vince Young. I compare him to Vince Young a lot. And I like Vince Young. But Vince Young was fucking mobile, you know, running quarterback, but was tall and lanky and could throw, you know, had a nice arm. Cam was the biggest thing. That's that to me. And he just, I don't know, his mindset is just, I'm better, you know, and it look at it killing him. You know, you're not producing and yet you still got that head. Like, come on, bro. Even at the point of you having that coming in, that's one thing. But even at the point of you going out, you still have that ego. That's why you getting replaced, man. I think they even talking about, you know.
Hey, because Wednesday was the deadline for the whole trade or whatnot, and he's safe. Carolina's keeping him. So the whole rumor about him going to Dallas, him going to New York, no. But I will say this, though. Cam, what comes down to TV and trying to tell people how mental you are, leave that up to MASH. You're not the dude for MASH, okay? Stop. Tyler Perry is the only black person on TV that's allowed to do what you're doing. Okay? Take Smitty's advice or take Vic's advice. Michael Vick came to Charlotte to talk to freaking Cam Newton, ask Cam Newton, you know, what the hell are you doing? You know, out of all quarterbacks or former quarterbacks, Michael Vick.
Yeah.
Hell. I mean, I watch football. I watch football. I love football. I played football. I've been a Carolina fan ever since the freaking Kevin Smith, Perk, all them, DeLome or Go Home, whoever. Yep. 25 years I've been a Carolina fan. There's commentators today saying that Carolina has talent. They didn't have a quarterback to lead them out. Yes. Cal Allen, which is the backup quarterback, or it's the quarterback now for Carolina until Cam, quote, quote, gets better. Dude, last week's game against San Francisco, which I remind people, San Francisco's undefeated. That shit hasn't happened since, I don't know, Joe Montana. I don't know. But it's been a minute since San Francisco's been this good that I can't remember. And, yeah, it's what? Yeah.
I mean, Kaepernick had
yeah.
But that's a whole nother discussion.
So what do you expect getting beat by an undefeated team? And this was the worst that Kyle Allen has played. And this is his first game. He has played really, really bad. So give the man a chance. He has pulled Carolina out of the hole before and put Carolina at a wild card position. So leave the man alone. Let him play football. At least he's doing something better than Cam.
True. Which is bad, considering, you know, how Cam got introduced to us. You know, how we made this big presentation for him, like we appreciated him, and then he just was like, man.
Yeah, Carolina, if I could quote, since we all country folk here, and that, if I can quote some Charlie Daniels, leave that short hair country boy alone. Let him play some football.
Yeah. But from everybody, from me, from 704 Drip, appreciate your co-host, Cosmos. Thank you for all this. Has been a great first show, you know, from what I'm feeling about it. So everybody that is listening, you know, made it this far in the podcast, I appreciate
Thank you.
Cosmos appreciates you. And, you know, go ahead and send that money over to keep us doing what we do, man. It also helps us blow this smoke, too. So I'm going to be honest and tell you what you're doing. Appreciate it. You know what I mean? I don't need it, but it is helpful. And I appreciate everybody who has listened to the music, slid over to Spotify real quick, and jumped on that Young, Y-O-U-N-G, space, B-D-A-R-E-A-L,
hey.
Be the real.
Hey peeps, it's like this. Like, all right, if you want to find our music, we can say this now. Google young.b the real, D-A, real. Also, Google DJ Cosmos.
Yes,
look for the purple. Look for the purple.
Got it.
All right.
We gotta do that. And next show. You know, hopefully we get good reviews on our next podcast. We'll definitely put in more information about this motivation mixtape. We want to do something different for indie music. You know, people with that, not just positivity, but going to get it. You know what I mean? Hustlers, trappers, you know, even the females selling pussy to make money. I can't, you know, knock them, not to say.
Hey, what did Cat Williams say?
Highly favored for that, but even them, you know, you got to do
don't knock the hustle.
Can't do it. But appreciate everybody. Send those donations. Help us keep it going. Indie artists, holla at us. This is your boy.
DJ Cosmos.
Cosmos.
Oh.
Yo, after a long, hard day, man, I definitely take the time to roll a blunt, make it a hog leg, pour me a shot of that good old Hennessy, and if it's a stressful weekend or I'm in the studio, you know I'm killing that Hennessy Black. Get you some good cognac.